Support for this podcast comes from Coldwell Banker Commercial, Danforth & Associates, providing property management solutions for landlords, dedicated to providing options in today's real estate market. Information at cbcdanforth.com or 800-260-0522.
Greg, it's that college graduation time of year, and it seems like a lot of students I talk to really don't look forward to graduating because they don't know how they're going to pay off all those student loans.
We have a hard time relating to that in a sense because things were so much easier 100 years ago when we were in college. It is a big problem, and there aren't a ton of ways to reduce that burden.
But there are some ways to reduce that burden, aren't there?
If it's a non-government loan, if it comes from the private sector, there isn't a ton of things you can do. If you're in trouble, you should talk to the lender. They might extend your payments. They might lower your payments for a while, especially if you agree to pay the interest. The other thing on the private side is consolidate all your government loans, extend them out, say, to 25 years, and then you might have more cash to pay off the private loans.
Student loan debt in the United States totals over $1 trillion now, and the majority of those loans are government loans. So what does the government offer to help students pay those debts off?
There are two excellent programs. One is called the Income-Based Repayment Program. That's known as the IBR. That allows you to pay back loans depending upon your ability to pay. And the repayments are also capped at 15% of your income. So that's a pretty fair and reasonable way to get to pay them back.
But if you're able to keep those payments lower, doesn't that just extend the life of your loan? It means you'll be paying it off even longer?
That may be true in many cases. However, if you continue to pay that loan regularly for 25 years, they'll forgive the remainder.
Now, isn't there another way that you can have your loan forgiven if you go into the right line of work?
There is. I think it's great. It's called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness. If you pay the regular payments on your loan for 10 years, the government will forgive whatever you have left. But there is a catch. You have to work in certain job categories. Categories are pretty big, though. You can take any government job, whether local or federal. You can work as a school teacher or take any kind of public school or college job. You can go into AmeriCorps or Peace Corps. You can go into the military. And you can also work in emergency services. And then they're going to forgive the loan after 10 years.
Now, something that doesn't work very well, though, is just declaring bankruptcy and trying to dodge it that way. They make it difficult to get away with that now, don't they?
There's only a tiny fraction who, with very unusual circumstances, who can avoid paying those loans when they declare bankruptcy. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. It's going to ruin your credit. It's just don't even think about it.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.